about Haynes?
Haynes? Listen.
Yes?
My folks, the house that my parents are living in now has a upstairs. And to keep all the grandkids out of the upstairs, my grandpa told us that there was a haint. And that the upstairs was hainted.
You believe? Haunted. Did you believe it?
Shoot, yeah.
Mm.
We never went up there.
Do you still believe it?
Nope.
Did you go up there and find out that there wasn't anything up there? Oh, what a pity. Well, what would you call that kind of a house?
Haunted.
That's what you would say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My grandpa said it was hainted.
Mm-hmm. You better put a sweater on. It's getting...
cool.
Or it's getting...
nippy.
What degree of cool?
Cooler.
Meaning, instead of saying very cool, it's getting... or a little cool.
It's really getting cool. Cool.
Maybe
cooler.
You might say rather, or you might say... what would you say? Rather cool, rather... not rather. Yeah. Rather sort of a kind of... what sort of word like
kind
that?
Kind of.
Okay. And let's see.
Kind of. Kind of.
If you had a choice, you might say, I'd blank do this than that.
I might do this.
What do you prefer? I would blank do this.
I'd rather do this than that.
All right. What would you say to a friend you hadn't seen in a long time as a greeting? I'm...
what? Glad to see you.
Would you ever say proud to see you?
Yeah, I have said that.
What?
I'm proud to see you.
Does that mean the same thing as glad?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then if there was a very large amount of land, an indefinite amount, you'd say that's a what of land?
Parcel.
Or? Would you ever use right smart?
No.
Right smart of land? Did you ever hear
that? I've heard it, yeah.
You have heard it.
Uh-huh.
What?
Right smart.
Mm-hmm. Can it mean other things other than land?
Sure. Any kind of large amount.
Of money?
Money.
Of pain?
Of what?
Pain.
Uh-huh.
How about rain? A right smart of rain?
Mm-hmm.
Anything.
Okay.
What would you say if you wanted to express something stronger than just yes?
Of course.
All right. If somebody said, can you really do that? And you would say, I...
sure can.
Mm-hmm. When would you use sir and ma'am? Or would you?
Talking, answering an older person.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
No, ma'am.
Any older person?
Any older person.
Okay, good. All right. What would your exclamations of anger be? You may be as violent as you like. We're very hardened to this.
Mine would be shit.
Uh-huh.
Damn. Those are the best.
Those are your main ones?
Yeah.
Suppose you were just a little bit surprised or excited, what might you exclaim?
Crap.
Okay. What if you're a little bit angry at yourself for doing something stupid?
A word?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd use any of the one I've already mentioned. I don't know that...
would you say shucks?
I have, in my younger days.
What?
Shucks.
Okay, but you wouldn't use that now.
No.
All right. Let's see. This is hard to get. I think it's an old-fashioned sort of an exclamation. A person might say, why the very...
idea.
Mm-hmm. You meet someone, a friend, what would you say by way of greeting, asking about his health?
How are you?
Mm-hmm. And if you're introduced to a stranger, what might you say?
I'm glad to meet you.
Would you ever say, how do you do?
Mm-mm. I'd say hi.
Okay.
I'm less formal than that.
Suppose it was a fairly formal situation.
I would say, how do you do?
All right. If you've enjoyed a person's visit, you say to him, come back.
Come back and see me sometime.